Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News at 6:45. Once again, supporters of early childhood education did not get the funding they were hoping for from the New Mexico legislature. Victor Onimole reports.
Some House lawmakers wanted to use more money from the state's land grant permanent fund for things like pre-K, child care assistance, and other programs. But Democratic State Senator John Arthur Smith says that's a bad idea.
We're not like Congress. We cannot run a deficit. We have to have a balanced budget, and we have to have a reliable revenue stream. The land grant fund gives us a reliable revenue stream.
Smith says New Mexico needs quality programs for kids, but using more land grant money could jeopardize the state in the future. Almost $1 billion of the fund is already budgeted for public education each year. But that's not enough to fund early education for all the children who are eligible in the state. For KUNM, I'm Victor Onimole.
New Mexico has a rich history of offering arts training to the public. Spencer Beckwith looks at a major part of that history in Albuquerque.
It's one of the oldest organizations of its kind in the United States. In 1929, art students and faculty at UNM established a separate school where students of all ages and skill levels could study and appreciate the fine arts. 90 years later, Albuquerque's nonprofit New Mexico Art League still puts education at its center, but it also sponsors multiple exhibitions every year for community artists. With me is the Art League's director, Buffy Nelson. Buffy, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
What kind of classes are we talking about?
Primarily, we offer two-dimensional classes in all different mediums, including printmaking, but we have watercolor, oil, landscape, abstract. We have two different life drawing sessions, so really quite a broad range.
This idea of an art league or an art students league really started sort of the end of the 19th century in New York City, I think. How is an art league different from other art schools?
You know, the Art League started as sort of a haven for artists to have their own place to exhibit and to critique and to meet. So I think it's evolved into a place now of just giving access to people who typically would not have the opportunity to take an art class. We make it very easy. You know, folks who always sort of wanted to become an artist or explore that part of themselves, and maybe that wasn't an option for them either growing up or professionally. It wasn't really something in their world. So this is a second chance for them to try their hand at making art.
So there is a wide range of skill levels.
Very wide, yeah. Our instructors have the unique task of working with everyone. And so we can have people who have just very, very little painting experience or drawing experience. The way the classes are structured is to give a lot of individual attention. Everybody's going to be at a different place. Everybody's going to have their own desires of what they're trying to get out of the class. And the instructor has the bigger job of trying to satisfy all of those different levels.
Which could be a very satisfying way of teaching.
It is, I think. There's a lot more connection with students. Our classes are relatively small. We limit them to 12 people. Yeah, I think there's much more of a personal connection with students. And when that happens, the instructor is getting a lot out of interacting with people as they grow as artists. So it's gratifying on both sides.
Your current exhibition is Art Inspired by Nature. Why have these exhibitions?
We run about 7 different exhibits every year. About every 7 weeks, we'll change out our exhibits. They're all juried and open to all artists living in New Mexico. And they don't have to be members of the Art League. This is for everybody. It's another way for us to reach farther beyond Albuquerque. And so the exhibitions connect with artists who perhaps don't have gallery representation. It's quite an honor, in fact, to be able to not only encourage artists to show their work for the first time, but then to really give them the taste of a professional, beautiful setting for their work to be exhibited. And if their work sells, the Art League takes a much smaller percentage than a typical gallery. So that money goes back to the artist. They can go buy more art supplies and so on.
Buffy Nelson leads the nonprofit New Mexico Art League, offering classes in the fine arts to all ages and skill levels. The league's current community exhibit, Biologique, runs through February 24th in Albuquerque. Visit newmexicoartleague.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.